Welcome to America Weekend with your pals, Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
Here at America Weekend, my friend, you know, we cover a lot of ground. We talk about controversial things, provocative things, sexist things. We talk about business, startups, tech. But I always come back to the same entity.
Kale?
This is the opposite of kale.
Good.
This is dessert.
Okay.
And I read in one of my favorite magazines, Food and Wine, about desserts that are infused with spirits.
Oh.
So just in time for what we had St. Patty's Day this past week, but to celebrate, what do you think of Guinness ice cream with chocolate-covered pretzels?
Oh, well, I don't know what Guinness tastes like, but the rest of it sounds amazing, actually. You know, there's all kinds of salty things going into ice cream now, right? Salted caramel something, and it satisfies both your salty and your sweet craving, and it's a little teeny slice of heaven.
For people who can't make up their mind, like kettle corn, it's the same idea, salty and sweet. I think that's a good one. So that's a Guinness, and Guinness is a very strong malty taste in terms of
how much
beers.
Liquor is in these. Can you get drunk from dessert?
No, not at all.
Can you light it on fire?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Why not? Another one is the zebra icebox cake, which is, it has bacon bourbon brownies and pecans and black pepper raspberry sorbet with Prosecco.
Oh, that's too many things.
So
that's too many
competing
things.
I'm confused.
Oh, good. Straighten it out, would you? Because I was starting to get ill just from the description of it. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the recipes in this article.
Okay.
Has bacon bourbon brownies.
Oh, pecans, that's one thing.
Black pepper raspberry sorbet with Prosecco. Was I not clear?
Oh, I thought it was one big thing.
The zebra icebox cake instead.
Yeah. What's in that?
It's made with Marsala wine.
Ooh, I always think of Marsala wine going with chicken.
Yeah, it's good with chicken. It's sweet. It's a sweet wine. But this is you know what an icebox cake is? It sort of has those layers.
Yeah, you never cook it.
No.
Right, yeah.
That's why it's icebox.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has a chocolate filling spiked with Marsala. And if you remember my story of my upbringing, that my grandmother would spike my eggnogs with Marsala.
Did you grow up with icebox cake? You did.
Yes.
Oh, so did my husband, Carmine. He loves it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it brings back a lot of nostalgic memories for him. To me, it's pudding with other things in there. Was yours made with pudding?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We would do vanilla and chocolate and alternate.
Pudding.
With graham cracker.
Okay.
Yeah. Delicious. Delicious.
Hardly seems to qualify as cake. It's a loose definition of cake.
It's a confection.
Okay.
How's that?
Good.
Now here, we're back to the beer. This is chocolate stout tiramisu. And this is a ginger spiced cake with cane syrup and a reduction made with chocolate stout and mascarpone cream.
You might as well have been talking Greek. I don't know what any of those things are. I don't know what mascarpone cream is. I don't know what stout is.
Seriously?
Yeah, what's stout?
Well, stout is a kind of a beer.
Okay.
It's, again, with the brew.
All right.
You're not a beer drinker.
Yeah, clearly. Okay,
that's all right.
Yeah.
But mascarpone cream is a very thick cream that's used in tiramisu and Italian desserts.
Oh, okay.
All right. So far, you're not loving any of this, right?
Well, because I don't know much about the liquor. Is there any dessert with tequila in it? Because tequila I'm familiar with.
How about lambic?
What's that?
It's a Belgian beer.
Another beer.
It's another beer, but this is a... this sounds great, Leslie. Sour cherry lambic sorbet.
Ooh.
And I think that one is my favorite because it's going to be very refreshing.
Are you a beer drinker?
Not really. Once a year.
Once a year.
Once or twice. It's Super Bowl and St. Patty's Day, and I missed it on St. Patty's Day.
But you're a foodie, so you would incorporate beer in your food.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
And here's one I think you would go for. This is a chocolate bourbon tart. That sounds good.
That sounds delicious.
It's a dark chocolate truffle and a very flaky cocoa crust. The bourbon is added for the smokiness of the bourbon. And but you talking about setting it on fire, you have to heat it carefully because it can ignite.
Okay. See, now this sounds good to me because I could get both fat and drunk in the same motion.
Yeah, you're into pyrotechnics, I think.
Yes, and you're right. I could also light my hair on fire.
Right.
It's a perfect evening for me.
So have you ever made a dessert that is a little bit fun, different?
I made cake pops once.
That's nice.
Yes.
What was the flavor?
Chocolate with red, white, and blue icing on the outside.
Oh, that was for July 4th.
Yes.
I was a part of that.
Yes.
That was very special.
Thank you. But no liquor. We couldn't light them on fire, so I feel like I was deficient.
This year, we're going to go for the liquor and light it together. Hey, thanks for coming along. We're having fun enjoying our dessert. Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
Much more coming up. It has nothing to do with any of the above. It's courtesy, and chivalry is nice.
Plus, poor guys, hostile or benevolent, you guys are still wrong, no matter what you do. Terrible.
It's America Weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Jerry was informed by his doctor that he needed major surgery. He was nervous, but his doctor assured him that he'd performed this procedure many times. But when Jerry woke up from surgery, he found out his doctor wasn't even in the operating room. Another surgeon operated on him. Jerry was furious and sued the doctor. But what would he sue for? In court, who do you think won this case? The Final Verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
If another doctor steps in and performs your surgery without your consent, they're liable for committing battery. Jerry won the case, and that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A two-time All-Star who played for eight teams in 14 Major League seasons, this outfielder was known for breaking up Dave Steeb's perfect game in 1989 with two outs in the ninth inning.
And Roberto Kelly has broken up the Dave Steeb perfect game bid.
So where is Roberto Kelly now? Roberto managed in the minors for a few seasons after his retirement. In 2007, he became San Francisco's first base coach, where he did something he never did as a player, win a World Series. But Roberto had a scary moment during the 2012 postseason.
Roberto Kelly was hit by a ball earlier today during BP and was escorted off the field.
Nice to see that Roberto Kelly is doing just fine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.